Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies. This is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. And we're going to get into all things fantasy football last week and going forward. All right. I played 160 people in fantasy football last week. 160 dances. We filled out 160 lineups, okay? And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to get myself a nice Jew accountant to help start helping me here in the gloom tomb with all this fantasy football, okay? Because between the number crunching, I feel like I'm filling out taxes every single week. But we're not going to stop. Huh. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep dancing. We're going to keep winning. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies, and we'll get into it right now. Yo, this week, Las Vegas, Nevada at Vinyl at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this Friday. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is live in Vegas. I'm marrying two members of the Rapper Pack, so come celebrate with me and the best man, G. Monetti, G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty. That's on the 14th of October and October 16th at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. All right, we have the Arizona Rapper Pack coming out in droves. And for friends of the Rapper Pack who are not officially Rapper Pack members, we're offering $5 off per ticket with the promo code Rappaport. All right, your friends are now officially excuseless. All right. So October 14th and October 16th, you can get tickets at www.iamrappaporttour.com. All right, so my fantasy football week personally was, it was good. It was very, very good. There's a gentleman in the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League named Ben Bardo. And his Twitter is, who is Ben Bardo? Everybody goes, who is Ben Bardo? And I'll tell you who he is. He's a good guy. He actually won the league last year. But I went up against him in Stern League. I kicked that ass real proper, real nice. And I kicked his ass despite myself, okay? I made rule number one I broke of ownership in fantasy football. I didn't set my lineup correctly. I swear, I, at one point, I clicked, saved, and locked in Delanie Walker as my starting tight end. And then during hot yoga on Sunday morning, which is what I do every Sunday before the games, I do hot yoga to get my mind right, get my body right, get my spirit right. I missed about the first 15 minutes or 20 minutes of the games kickoff. And I came into my car and I saw my phone that Kyle Rudolph was starting. Now, Kyle Rudolph had been great, but my intention was to start Delanie Walker. Okay? Rule number one, set your lineups. And I did it twice in 1 week because in my Alice in Chains charity league, which is a league that I play in with members of from the Alice in Chains and my man Duff from Guns N' Roses, fucking Rich Eisen, who I'm playing this week. I'm gonna kick your ass, Rich Eisen. If you're listening, I'm gonna own you. Maurice Jones-Drew, he's in the league. It's a really cool league. It's for charity, so I'm gonna kick Rich Eisen's ass. For charity. I'm going to string them up and it's all going to be all the prizes and all the donations will go to charity this week. But in that league, I again, terrible ownership. The Kansas City Chiefs were on a bye, yet they were in my starting lineup, yet I still won. Okay? I still won. Ben Bardo, I didn't set my lineup correctly, but I beat you in the Stern League. I beat you. And I beat you good. Okay, well, I'm going to get to you a little bit later. So I was 2 out of 3. I'm in my money league. I'm having some troubles. But in the Stern League, I'm number one. In the Alice in Chains charity league, I'm number one. Okay? I'm doing it. And then that brings me to my daily fantasy football at DraftKings. You guys know where to find me. You know where to find me. www.draftkings.com/... I am Rappaport. You want to dance with the dingo? You know where to find me. And now I'm so excited to be a part of DraftKings' third annual Fantasy Football World Championship Weekend. Okay? It's happening December 11th, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, week 14 of the NFL season in New York City. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be hosting the event. There's 180 spots in the Fantasy Football World Championship. 50 have already been earned. The event's going to be epic. It's going to be downtown. There's going to be a party, and there's going to be a watching party at the world's famous 40-40 Club, all right? This is going to be an event for the ages. Anybody could qualify for the World Championships, but you got to be good at fantasy. You think you're good? Okay? Then come and prove it at DraftKings today. The champion is going to receive $2 million. Can you believe that? $2 million. Second place gets $1 million, and the top 10 finishers all walk away with six figures. All right, so mark it down on your calendar. December 9th, 10th, and the actual event is on the 11th because New York City, we are coming. I'm coming for smash mouth fantasy football action. You could sign up for DraftKings today and get your first deposit free using the promo code Rappaport. If you're a seasoned vet, you could find me, okay, at Rappaport's Delight. And we have our own league, okay, at www.draftkings.com/ I am Rappaport. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper Mattress is an award-winning sleep company. Voted one of the best inventions of 2015. Mattresses can cost you up to $2,000, but at Casper, you could get a king-size mattress for just $950. They guarantee you 100 nights. You could sleep on the mattress for 100 nights. If you don't like the mattress, you can return the mattress for free. Go to Casper.com, Casper.com/Rappaport. Get $50 off your next purchase at Casper Mattress. Trust me, I sleep on a Casper mattress every night. I love it. They have sheets. They have pillows. Everything is great about Casper. The brand keeps growing. Now there's copycat brands. The mattress will come to you in a box, and you'll be like, what the fuck is this? This isn't a mattress. Then the box opens. The mattress expands. It's not a blow-up mattress. It's a worldwide phenomenal mattress is what it is. All right, go to Casper.com. If you're looking to buy a mattress, trust me, I sleep on one every night, and I sleep like a baby, okay? Go to Casper.com. All right, so week 5, it was good in daily. It's a top-heavy week with a lot of prime-time performers coming through in the clutch, while other players who are owned by 0.0 fantasy football owners vultured up points left and right. All right, the DraftKings stock market was kind to me this week, okay, because I changed up my strategy a little bit. Okay, and like I said, I'm going to get myself a nice, trustworthy Jew accountant. They're not all trustworthy, so you got to find the right one, okay, because getting your lineups, you need some finagling, some financial finagling, some number crunching. Okay, but last week I thought I had a one lineup that I thought would be a monster, and I started it against dozens of dancers. Okay, because I did play, no bullshit, 160 players, 160 dancers. Okay, I thought I had it all figured out, but some of the players didn't come up to dance. They didn't show up, and I lost those matchups. Okay, but this week I went deep into the gloom tomb with charts. I got stats, and I looked into the mirror, and I looked into my inner guru and my inner juru, and I designed special sauce lineups to dance with a record amount of players. All right, some of you still got the best of me, because that's the way it works. You're not going to win all your matches. Even me, the Gringo Mandingo, I lose. But this week, most of you caught the wrath of the dingo. But what's most important is we danced, and we live to dance another week. But I'm just getting so confident in my playmaking abilities and my playmaking skills at DraftKings. And I'm gonna let you guys into the core of my strategy for this week and see if you could use it against me and your other DraftKings opponents, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, you always got to remember rule number one is there are no feelings in fantasy football. There are no feelings in fantasy football. Last week, I started Tom Brady and many of my lineups, and he performed. He performed beautifully. Tommy B, that's what I like to call him when he works in my favor. 400 yards, 3 TDs. It's like he never left. It's like he was practicing in a preseason game against the Cleveland Browns. They had like 17 quarterbacks. Finally, they had a clipboard Jesus, Charlie Whitehurst, out there. You're welcome, Patriots Nation. You know, I don't know who set the schedule, but, you know, they sat him down for 4 weeks, and then they put him out there his first week against the Cleveland Browns. And I admit, I didn't start Martellus Bennett in my lineups, okay? And I know some of you guys used him against me, and I'm sure whoever used Martellus, obviously, you those were big points, okay? But I missed up on that one, but I'm going to keep my eyes on Martellus. But I think the thing about the Patriots, you never know who's going to get the points. You can't really plan. You know, I did use James White. He came up big for me. And, you know, like I said, there's no feelings in fantasy. So if the Patriots are going to win me games, you know, you got to choose them. And that's for anybody who's playing in fantasy football, whether it's daily or seasonal. Okay, if the guy's going to get it, make it happen, you got to have him on your team. I don't care what my personal feelings are against this one or that one or Tommy B, as I like to call him when he wins me games, or Tom Brady, you cheating fuck. In general, you got to use him because he makes it happen. And since we're going to be performing in Vegas on the 14th, I'm going to do a new segment. It's going to be called Rolling the Dice, okay? Because I rolled the dice real proper, real nice on a few guys. And I came up with lucky number sevens, okay, this week in fantasy football. Sammy Coates at $3,600 and Jesse James, both Pittsburgh Steelers. Jesse James, not the criminal, the tight end, for $2,900. Two Pittsburgh Steelers. They did it real nice for me. I rolled the dice with Jordan Howard from the Bears. $5,200. Looks like the real deal. He did his thing, and I think he's going to do it going forward. My suggestion for defense going forward, I don't even know who they're playing, is the Vikings defense. I started them in about 95% of my matchups. I call them the new 1985 Bears, and they came up for me big. The Vikings defense and the Bengals and the Denver Broncos defense, yo, those guys get more points than some actual, like, offensive players. Okay, they'll get you more points in these last couple of weeks than the running backs and the receivers on some teams. The Vikings defense got me 16 points against Brock the Cock in Minnesota. That's a shout out to Brock Osweiler. They shut him down.
Another person who I rolled the dice on, T.Y. Hilton. Okay, he was expensive at $7,400, but he rewarded me at home against the Bears. I love you, T.Y. Okay, when you're healthy, you are a special player. And I don't know what T.Y. stands for, but I'm not asking questions. Another guy I rolled the dice on. I rolled the dice on him so much I can't even say his name properly. This kid, C.J. Fredowitz. I think he's Polish. He's a tight end from the Texans. I rolled the dice on him. Huge, okay? But he came through with me for 10 points and only cost me $2,500. Okay, if you do the math, that's victory. Okay, if you could get a tight end for $2,500, you could spend it. You understand? You could spend it on somebody else like an Antonio Brown or a Le'Veon Bell. That's how fantasy works. That's how daily fantasy football works, okay? You got to give a little, take a little. You got to roll the dice. Rolled the dice on my man Tyrell Williams. $4,700 got me 25.7 points. All right, he got me 25.7 points on some bombs from that wild card, Philip Rivers, who is also giving me snake eyes from Dontrell Inman. Okay, you got to feed everybody, Philip. Okay, come on. All right, Dontrell was your man last week for 7 receptions, got you 120 yards in a TD. You couldn't give him just like a donut, like half a sandwich? Give him something a little bit more than 1 reception and 3 yards, okay? That'll get you benched, Philip. I'm not saying I'm actually going to bench you, but that could get you benched. You know, since we're talking about rolling dice, some of these guys with the snake eyes, you know, that's not good. Jerick McKinnon, okay? 4,000. You got me 5.4 points. That's no good, okay? I know a lot of you rolled the dice on him, too. I saw it, okay? Worked against you. John Brown, $4,200. I know he had a backup, Drew Stanton, throwing to him, but 10 catches for 144 yards in the previous game. Well, yeah, this week he was 1 for 11 for me this week. 1 catch for 11 yards. That'll get you benched. Jarvis Landry cost me $7,000. I got to be honest, okay? I got to be real honest. The Tennessee defense has been doing real nice this year, and it's flying under the radar, okay? Keep that in mind for your daily fantasy, okay, and your yearly fantasy football lineups. Jarvis Landry, you know what? You got to step it up, okay? Maybe it's time for you and your boy Odell. Let's get rid of the blonde locks. It's not working out so far. My man, Matty Jones, okay, you're on my Stern League. You fucking killed me in weekly fantasy. You killed me on my team. You fumbled the ball, and it cost me $4,500. Okay? You fucked me in daily and yearly this week. I thought you were going to do your thing against the Ravens this week. All right? Shout out to my guy, Steve Smith Sr., wishing you a speedy recovery to be back on the field ASAP. Started you a few of my teams, and I rolled the dice on you. But you're getting old. You're a character guy. I don't have any resentment against you, Steve Smith. And even though you're like 5'6", I just know you're a tough guy. Another guy who's starting to break my heart, Tajay Sharp. I love your name. I love your name, Tajay Sharp. Okay, I've been singing your praises everywhere. Okay, but you got me 3.7 points. 3.7 points, that's not going to work for me. Okay, you cost me $4,400 in some line nets, and your guy Marcus Mariota, he went off. Okay, Tajay, you're one of a kind. I'm sure I'll never meet or never talk about a guy named Tajay. Okay, I love you. I love you, but it's time to step it up, man. You broke my heart this week. Like I told you earlier, I won some games and I lost some games, so I'm gonna give some shout outs to the DraftKings teams that worked me. And I'm going to give some shout-outs to the teams that I worked. No Bruno. Here's the guys who beat me and I was impressed by. Mike Marion 308. You got me again, you fuck you. Chris Pugs. T. Brown 4192. Casey Mack 713. You got me. It's okay. J. Cag. I don't know what your real name is. J-C-A-G. Third and Schlong. Ha. You not only did you beat me on the field, that name's good, Third and Schlong. Joe Freeze, 99. R. Witcho, 6996. Chicago Rapapack, you fuck you. And Laid, 2015, who laid the biggest smackdown of the week on me with Coates, Hilton, and Le'Veon. Here are the fucks that I gave the special sauce to. I gave the special sauce, special lineups. Okay, Freckleface. You fuck you. You were talking shit. J. Moles, 21. Miami, Ray Donovan. Yeah, well, you're going to need the real Ray Donovan to help you. Garober, G-A-R-O-B-R. Why don't you guys make names that I could say? Rage Cage, 2-3. I got you, you fuck. O-C-D-O-B-V. I see you already reserved your dance for next week. Bring your A-game, Duke. Brian DeWitt, there's a regular name. Jay Bunyan, is that his fucking name? Jay Bunyan. I know it was only for a dollar, but I still crack that ass real nice, real proper. Every dollar counts and every dance counts. K Breeze 2-1, got him. True's 10, beat you too. And last but not least, Kyrie 182, you popped all that shit up in my DMs, didn't you? All up in the DMs, and I beat that ass real nice. Don't come back into the DMs until you beat me, okay? Matter of fact, yo, if you lose to me and you come up in the DMs, I'm not responding. Only winners come up in the DMs. All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get back with the world-famous segment. That'll get you benched.
Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, now it's time. That'll Get You Benched. That'll Get You Benched is a segment that we created for all the fuck-ups, all the players that aren't performing up to snuff. And I'm going to start with you, Blaine Gabbert, in five games. This year, you've thrown a total of 850 yards. That's pathetic. You've broken the 200 mark only once. That's unbelievable. You have more fucking interceptions than touchdowns, and your average passer rating is 65.1. That's a joke. And this is under Chip Kelly, the same Chip Kelly who somehow turned Nick Foles into a Pro Bowl quarterback. You're inaccurate. You're inconsistent, and you make bad decisions. And most importantly, your name is Blaine. You fuck you. How could there be a quarterback in the NFL whose name is Blaine? I didn't even know people actually still name their kids Blaine. What is this, Happy Days? Okay, well, what is this, 1946? No disrespect to anybody named Blaine. But come on, man. Not only will these numbers get you benched, they got you benched. Blaine, you're done. Okay, we're going to have a little moment of silence for Blaine Gabbert as a starting NFL quarterback because I don't think you're coming back as a starter. Okay, that's it. But now it's time to welcome in my main man, Colin Kaepernick. I don't even know where to start with this guy. You got benched, okay, because you're erratic. You're talented as shit, okay? You're able to throw a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, but your football, it's all over the place. I love the way you run. I love your story. I loved you when you took the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. I was rooting for you. I can't stand the Ravens. I don't know what to say. Now's your time to shine. You're going to be going against those lunatics up in Buffalo, the fucking Ryan brothers, Rex and that other burnout brother of his. You got your work cut out for you, okay? Your team is a mess. You haven't played in I don't know how many weeks. You've become an American icon for civil rights and civil justice. I'm wishing you all the luck in the world, Colin Kaepernick. I want you to kick ass, but there are no feelings in fantasy football. I'm not starting you on any of my teams until I see some proof that you're ready to get back out there and be the all-star quarterback that I know you have it in you, Colin. You have it in you. So get focused and get ready to kick some ass against those lunatics up in Buffalo. Cam Newton. Listen, I love you, Cam. I love you. But you were benched for a concussion, okay? You know, the NFL protocol. We don't want to see you drooling out of the side of your mouth in 25 years, Cam. So they sat you down because you got benched because you almost got the shit knocked out of you by trying to showboat. Okay, when you were down, trying to get a two-point play done, and I don't remember what the guy's name was, but he knocked the crap out of you, and that's your fault. You know what you were doing. You weren't paying attention. You should have just ran it in, just like you should have just ran it in against New Orleans last year, and you got your shit pushed in, no pun intended. And after all that, After the Denver Broncos throwing you around and the Vikings body slamming you and then getting almost knocked out on the field, you're riding around with a scooter in the middle of traffic with no helmet? That'll get you benched, okay? And not only were you not wearing a helmet, you weren't even wearing one of those silly, goofy-ass hats that you wear after the games. At least wear one of those goofy hats so you could say, like, yo, I'm not wearing a helmet, but at least if I fall, my goofy hat could protect me. Come on, Cam. You're not Superman. You might play like him occasionally, but you are actually not Superman. Your name's Cameron, okay? You made the name Cam single-handedly cool, okay? Just like Blaine Gabbert made the name Blaine shittier than it already is. But you got to get your mind right. You got to get focused. I don't know if you actually are concussed, but you're riding a scooter. First of all, you're a grown man. Why the fuck are you riding around in a scooter? Second of all, you're 6'5", 270 pounds. What kind of scooter are you on? Third of all, wear a helmet. Fourth of all, why not just stay home? Why not just stay home and not ride a scooter at all? Okay, because that'll get you benched. Okay, and Tony Romo, speaking of getting benched, it's not your fault. You know, right now you're benched because of an injury. It's out of your control. Just ask Drew Bledsoe. Sometimes it's out of your control. Okay, you were the backbone of the Dallas Cowboys for 10 years, and now you want to come back the same season after a couple of weeks go breaking your backbone? It's over. It's over, Duke. Okay, Dak Prescott is young, he's confident, and he's talented. You're injury prone, you're older, and you need to shut it down. Okay, you're benched, and I want you to stay benched. Drew Kasser, the fucking punter on the Chargers, yo, you're lucky we didn't even get you cut, okay? Forget benching your ass. I know you're a rookie, okay, but you kicked a 17-yard punt. A 17-yard punt that gave the Raiders the ball at the 32-yard line. Okay, and then you just marched in for a touchdown, putting them up by 10 points. Then they're kicking a field goal, and you dropped the field goal? All you got to do is catch the ball and put it down. You couldn't even do that. And then you go off to the sideline like you got back spasms. Duke, I don't care about your back spasms. Okay? Come on, rookie. That'll get you benched. And next time, it might even get you cut. And finally on That'll Get You Benched, Ben Bartle, you fuck you. I played you. Right? I played you. And you made the mistake of keeping your guy, Brandon LaFell, on the bench against me, the Gringo Mandingo. Instead, you started Marcus Wheaton. See, that's called being a homer. Ben Bardo is a good guy. He's a nice guy. He's a Howard Stern fantasy football champion. But you started Marquise Wheaton over LaFell. That fucked you. That fucked you. He scored 26.8 points. Okay, that would have toppled me. It would have buried Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. That thing's big, a.k.a. make it stop, a.k.a. a history of violence, okay? But your hometown biasness fucked you, okay? That'll get you benched, okay? That'll get you benched. And finally, I have to admit, I made the biggest mistake a fantasy football owner can do. I didn't check my lineup, okay? Again, I started Kyle Rudolph inadvertently over Delanie Walker. I thought I set my lineup. I didn't do it. Kyle Rudolph didn't do well. And even if he did do well, I wouldn't have felt good about it because that's not what I intended to do. Okay, and then in my Alice in Chains charity league, I didn't even start a defense. I thought that I picked up on the waiver wires the Miami defense. And I didn't double check it, and I had the Kansas City Chiefs defense on a bye. So I have to say, I should be benched, but I'm not because I'm the owner. Okay, but that's bad ownership. Rule number one of fantasy football, check your lineups, check your lineups, check your lineups. It's the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies. I'll be right back. All right, Mack Weldon underwear, T-shirts, and socks are better than what you're wearing right now. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. Okay, I just sent my brother Eric, okay, some new Mack Weldon t-shirts. It was simple and it was quick. All their products are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, okay, which is very important to any man and any friend of any man wearing Mack Weldon. Your stuff won't stink, okay? They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like the first pair of Mack Weldon underwear, you could keep it. Keep it for free, and they will refund you everything. No questions asked. That is money-back guarantee. That is a guarantee. Not only does Mack Weldon underwear, socks, and T-shirts look good, they perform fantastically. Mack Weldon is good for working out, going to work, or going out on dates, or just everyday life. Go to MackWeldon.com, MackWeldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using the promo code Rappaport. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using the promo code Rappaport. I'm telling you, Mack Weldon underwear and T-shirts are better than whatever you're wearing right now. This week, I'm going to do a tournament. 30-man tournament for everybody who's beaten me. Anybody that's beaten me, okay, I'm setting up a tournament. It's called Slap Me and I'll Slap You Back. The 30-man Slap Me and I'll Slap You Back tournament for anybody who has beaten me. Okay, I'm coming for you at www.draftkings.com/IamRappaport. All right, now I'm going to give you my advice. I'm going to give you advice that I'm going to tell you. You can listen to me. If you want to win, you cannot listen to me if you think I'm nuts and I don't know what I'm talking about. We could still play. It's fine. Okay, but these are the guys that'll help you break the bank in week six. Okay, and DraftKings Daily Football. Quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota. Okay, he's home versus Cleveland. Need I say more? $6,100. Brian Hoyer, this little bald bastard, costs only $5,800. Okay, it's $5,800 versus Jacksonville. And Tyrod Taylor at home versus San Francisco 49 is $5,300. Okay, those are my quarterback picks. Marcus Mariota, Brian Hoyer, and Tyrod Taylor. These are the guys cheap that you could get to break the bank in week six. My week six running back, Shady McCoy. The real Slim Shady, Mark Ingram, and Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson is only $3,200. That's my bargain basement pick. My wide receiver is my main man, Pretty Willie. Pretty Willie, yeah, I know you're a little banged up, okay? But you're looking good, all right? Your hair looks good, and you had a week off. Pretty Willie Sneed, Golden Tate. You make me a little nervous, okay? I feel like you're a little bit of a head case. But for $4,400, I still believe in you, and I'm going to be patient with you. And Tyreek Hill, $3,000. This dude is a burner and a playmaker, and he's on a Chiefs team that needs it, okay? Plus, he fields punts. All right, at tight end, there's value, okay? There is value at tight end. You cannot get a decent wide receiver or running back for less than $3,000, okay, on DraftKings. It's going to cost you at least $3,000, but at tight end, there is value. Okay, you can even spend big on the tight end spot and double up with your flex. Okay, I did that with my man Greg with the third leg. Okay, Greg Olson and Delaney in some games this past week, and it brought me all kinds of beautiful points. Greg with the third leg. Oh, yeah, he's nice. It's the year of the tight end in daily fantasy football, you fucks, you. Okay, Greg Olson was my secret weapon this week. All you fucks, you thought you had me beat. Right, heading into Monday Night Football and Daily, huh? Yeah, yet another thing coming to you. Jesse James and Hunter Henry, also really good and a good value. Those guys are going to get you points, and they cost, it's fair pricing. All right, now flexes. Okay, the flexes will make you or break you, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. You have to put someone there who will get you at least 10 points. I'm telling you this right now. You got to try to get at least 10 points, especially if you're going against me, the Gringo Mandingo. Otherwise, you're DOA, okay? For defenses, Buffalo. Buffalo is the top-ranked defense per DraftKings, which, in my opinion, is a little bit of a stretch. Okay, I like the Titans at home against Cleveland. Okay, it's Cleveland, so it doesn't matter. But the Titans' defense is strong, and Cleveland, I don't know. Who knows who's going to be the QB this week? You never know who's going to quarterback this week. All right, but Seattle, they might get you some pick sixes. The Bills versus Kaepernick, I'm wishing you well, Cap, but anything could happen. And the Bills defense versus San Francisco, that's a good matchup. Steelers, they're going to do their thing, and the Eagles. Anyway, all right, this is the Fantasy Football Follies. All right, week six. I'm the Gringo Mandingo, quarterback of the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I hope to see you in Las Vegas and Phoenix this weekend. And you could ask me about picks in person. We're going to be doing the thing live. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Good luck. starting this Thursday. Make sure you set your lineups, set your matchups. We don't fact check and we don't stat check. It's the Iron Rapoport Stereo Podcast, and I'm out.